This time we're with the WGXC News for Sunday, March 1st, 2015. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Larry Rollison in the Albany Times-Union reports that the New York Public Service Commission this week rolled back recently adopted rules that threatened to make hundreds of large-scale solar projects economically impossible. The Public Service Commission last month announced a new formula that utilities would use to compensate large solar farms for the electricity. At the February 26th meeting of the PSC, Chair Audrey Zibelman admitted that the change had unintended consequences. Quote, "We need to get this right," unquote, Zibelman said. Quote, "Our intentions were in the right place, but we need to think this through," unquote. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. Joseph Spector in Politics on the Hudson reports that Tannersville is in, quote, "moderate fiscal stress," unquote, according to New York Comptroller Thomas DiNapoli. The comptroller has been scoring financial problems based on year-end fund balance, short-term borrowing, and operating deficits. Red Hook in Dutchess County made the list for the second year in a row. You can read the full story in Politics on the Hudson. Arthur Cusano is reporting in the Register Star that Cindy Hall, the chair of the Columbia County Democratic Committee, is calling for District Attorney Paul Chica to take a leave of absence while a case involving his actions against a municipal judge is pending in state Supreme Court. Chica is a Republican. The County Democratic Committee has asked Governor Andrew Cuomo to appoint an acting district attorney until the case is resolved. And the committee also requested State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman conduct a criminal investigation into the matter. Last week, a state appeals court found Chica served altered documents to a Kinderhook Village court without a judge's permission. The appellate's division of the state Supreme Court called the DA's actions, quote, "startling," unquote, and, quote, "grave and disturbing," unquote. Chica declined to comment on the call for him to take a leave of absence. Read the full story in the Register Star. National Weather Service in Albany predicts a snowy Sunday, mainly after 3 p.m., otherwise cloudy with a high near 25. Wind chill values as low as negative 6. 1 to 2 inches of snow is possible Sunday during the day. At night, another 2 to 4 inches as the snow continues mainly before 4 a.m. with a low around 20. Monday, a slight chance of snow showers before 1 p.m., otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 30. Monday night, partly cloudy with a low around 6, and Tuesday, a chance of snow after 1 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 26. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre.